Hello, everybody. Today, I want to talk to you on this very important Rockin' Rant about the dirty little secret that you may not know about grunge and the real reason grunge came in and ousted 80s rock. Curious? Stick around. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Welcome back, everybody, to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Daily Podcast, Rock and Rant. It's Rock and Rant number 13. If you're keeping track, and our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Please check back often. Lots of cool goodies there, as well as some I don't mention very often. If you'd like to hang out with me while I'm recording these things live and maybe throw some questions at me, we can talk before or after. You can do that by going to LuLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle. This gives you access to my Inner Circle group. It also gets you some free music, video, exclusive audio, a lot of cool stuff there. So you can find out more about that at LuLombardiMusic.com. And our regular website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com for all your Ludini needs. Oh, rock has, well, a lot of dirty little secrets, but this is one of the ones that, like, I can't believe, like, nobody talks about this. When everybody scratches their heads about, you know, grunge coming in and ousting 80s rock, like VH1 got this wrong, MTV got this wrong. Nobody talks about this. I've never heard Ricky Rackman or Eddie Trunk or anybody bring this up. And you guys have to understand, there are tastemakers in this business. And just like in any other business, there's a turnover. There's new generations of tastemakers come and go. There were people that loved the 50s music and promoted. There were people that were in the record industry in the 60s and the 70s, so on and so forth, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, 2000s, etc. Okay? And these people, like A&R people, record company executives, different producers, they bring a lot of pull with what they do. It cannot be overstated, the importance of this. While 80s rock was like taking over MTV, never really took over the radio, unfortunately, but it really took over MTV, took over the world. There were a lot of people in college at that time listening to what me and my friends referred to at the time as college rock. I know about this because my very eclectic music tastes, and I sort of prided myself at that age of kind of like tuning in or figuring out or listening to music that wasn't so mainstream, as well as listening to a lot of mainstream music. So I liked a lot of stuff. I liked jazz. There was a lot of things I liked. I had wild interest, like gospel music. I liked blues. There was a lot of things I was really interested in, but this was something I was very interested in, this whole college rock thing. What happened is there was a changing of the guard, probably late 80s, definitely by the early 90s, but I would say earlier than that. I'm going to say probably in the late 80s, there was a changing of the guard in the industry. A&R people were now people that were in college in the late 70s and early 80s and who had grown up with college rock and the college rock values. Now, we'll let you read into that, whatever those are. I think that the music, the grunge music speaks for itself as to what those values were. But if you were like me and you had a foot in the college rock thing, and then you heard what happened in the early 1990s, there's a direct tie. In fact, when I first heard Nirvana, I was like, oh, this is college rock. College rock is now becoming mainstream. That was my first thought. And it turns out that it was actually exactly true. So the tastemakers, the A&R people, record company people. No, there was a lot of the old guard. Of course they were there. But there's people that these guys depend on whose names you may never know. These people may no longer even be in the music business for all we know. We're advising on, hey, this is what's hot. This is what's going on. And this is why these bands took over. And they all, one of the things that was very indicative, I should say, of college rock was its sort of rejection or less reliance on what we would consider like blues-based rock. The 60s, 70s, and 80s, all rock had that foundation in the blues. The college rock, though, did not. It came from a different ethos. It has different values, both musically and lyrically. And that's what these guys were listening to. So they brought their music. They came into the business and they said, okay, we're done with this big hair and wild guitar and, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. There's a whole, check this out. Here's Nirvana. Here's Green Day. Here's Sublime. So that is the real reason why that this particular music really took over. Did rock have to change anyways? We could talk about that on another podcast. But I'm telling you that it was the Generation X coming in and doing their thing and going into the business and saying, okay, we're done with this other stuff. No more blues-based stuff. That's old. This is the music that actually they had been listening to for many, many years while they went to college. And I think that early sort of indications that this was about to happen were the sort of rise of bands like the B-52s and REM, which became really huge bands in the 80s. They did come out of that college scene. So there was indication already, even at that point, that, you know, there was new sounds out there and different things were going to happen that weren't going to be so blues-based. There you have it. That's the dirty little secret. Less than the music itself, more about people in the business pushing the music and promoting the music and telling radio and TV, this is what's hot and this is what you're going to play. All right, guys, check it out. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is our website. Again, if you have you have questions about this, you want to talk about this further, you have different observations on why grunge did what it did and why 80s rock went the way it went, we've been talking about this for a couple of days now. It's a subject that I find absolutely fascinating and I love talking about it because I think there's a lot of things wrapped up in it. So what do you think about it? Please leave comments and let me know, and we can you might be the inspiration for a future podcast. You never know. Anyways, guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. As I said, our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com, and we'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Out.